Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Vaughn Ron. For those of you just joining us or new to the show and wondering where the center of the universe actually resides, you can finally rest in peace. The center of the universe is in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma, located on the Boston Avenue pedestrian overpass between 1st and Archer Street. This is truly a treat for anyone who ventures to find it. Coming from either side of this railroad overpass, you can follow a brick path that leads straight to a brick circle that is located directly over the tracks. When standing on this spot, you can make any sound that you like. It will echo in your ears. What is so amazing is that no one outside the circle can hear it. No one outside the circle sounds like they are echoing to you in the circle, and there are no services near enough to the circle to produce an echo. Fun stuff. It's free. You can stop by any day. Like I said, I'm your host, MUFON Ron. Join us today is Blue Shift. See if Blue Shift is available. Still wait on Blue Shift. And for those who'd like to call in today to the show, the number is 347-637-1980. That's 347-637-1980. If you join us in the chat room, feel free to ask us a question. Like I said, I am the host, MUFON Ron. My guest today is Blue Shift, waiting for him to call in. Today's subject on the show will be, I guess he wants to talk about Revenge of Hollow Earth and the real soldiers of fortune and them coming together as one humanity. Blue Shift always be interesting with his comments and his take on things. So, waiting for him to show up. He's running late. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. I don't even want to talk about that. Talk about, they're really making a big deal out of this Doug Dynasty thing, aren't they? We get drawn into things like that, you know? That's the way we are. I mean, nobody's talking about the NFC now. That's kind of gone away because everybody's too busy talking about Doug Dynasty and the comments made at GQ and I'm not paying attention to that, but I think on Facebook, that's what everybody else is talking about. But sorry I mentioned it. Blue Shift, where are you? You have been called to the show. You must report. You are a minute and 30. For those of you that do not know Blue Shift was in the military for years. Worked in intelligence. He is no longer with the intelligence agency of the Army. He has a lot of knowledge, very insightful, and he's late. So my apologies for first-time listeners today. You can always go back and listen to the archive shows. We will be going to 2 hours on the show. Right now we're still doing shows of 30 minutes. Fair enough for 2 hour shows. We have a lot of interesting guests coming up here in the near future. Like I said, I'm sorry for Blue Shift not showing up. Not very happy with him. But let's see, what else can we go to? Send the news on the Drudge Report. Let's see. Check that out while we're waiting on Blue Shift. This report's always interesting, I think. And there's the Doug Dynasty. That's all we can talk about. NSA caught spying on EU official investigating Google. White House was mandated for people whose insurance was canceled. Oh, man, that's another big one. Obamacare and all that. How about this? This is way off the grid, but fantasy football, people get a grip. NFL players worry about violent threats from people who have fantasy football leagues. Somebody texted Twitter, social media is just out of hand. lost my play. I tweaked a running back or wide receiver. Lost my playoff game by 4 points. That's 4 bullets for each of you bitches. If you don't rush for 50 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight, it's over for you and your family and the N-word. Oh, my goodness. That is ridiculous. Well, enough of that nonsense. Thank God. Thank goodness. Thank whoever you want to thank. I believe that God's universal. Blue Shift, go right into your show, man. I've been kind of just kind of rambling for a couple of minutes. Go right into Hollow Earth and what you're going to talk about.
Okay. Yep. Just a second. I'm getting some of my material up here. I got a quote for you.
Okay.
Just a second. I need to pull it up.
Want to thank a couple of new listeners. We have a new listener today from Australia. That's interesting. Thanks. I'm not sure how to say it. Spryl X has joined us from Australia. Also, Universe 23 is in our chat room. Thanks, guys, gals, for stopping by. Blue Shift is going to be talking about how the real fortune and to coming together as one humanity. You got the floor, bro. Yo.
All right. The quote of the day is, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And that is from Lao Tzu. You know, pretty good philosopher. I mean, everything I've heard from him or read from time to time about that guy is all really, really good stuff. And it's all true. It really is everything that he says. The Hollow Earth. Okay. One of the things that I wanted to cover that I think really needs to be done is the Hollow Earth. The different races that are living in there, why they're there and you don't know about them, okay? And because there's all these things about these websites about Hollow Earth, and they think they know everything that they know about it, right? And then they're just waiting for them to come and talk to them or something like that. Well, not very likely that they're going to come out and openly talk to you. And the reason that things have not gone that way is really simple. They don't like you. They don't like us, and they don't want you knowing the truth. There are certain people within the Hollow Earth, not necessarily just one race, that all they don't like us so much that they have little groups that go around giving you disinformation just to have you not get to figure it out, okay? And I'm pretty sure that one or more of them have swung by and at least taken a look at me, whether it be, at my house while I'm asleep or, just out when I'm out doing things or at work or whatever. I'm not really sure exactly, but I could pretty much, speculate with a little bit of intuition that has occurred one time or another. They don't like us, okay? Now we're gonna go back in time to the beginning of what Christians say is history, okay? The beginning of time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Roughly, I think about 6,000 years ago. However, I could be off. I could be wrong. I could be way off. All right. But this is what I can deduce from what is generally known about what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. 6,000 years ago is what I speculate the time frame was. Okay.
Uh huh.
Ancient Egypt is a good example, and we'll use popular culture and stuff that is widely known to try to deduce what is going on here. All right? We're working together now. All right? The show Ancient Aliens, you know, I've gone over that I think maybe three times now. Three episodes that I've referenced out of this entire show. Three episodes. Okay?
Right.
Now, there are many, many more that I could always, you know, I could always give you the, you know, more information on. However, for the person who doesn't know or thinks they know, but they really aren't saying the same thing that I've been saying, which is macrobes, attack, zombie apocalypse, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Along those lines, and then the whole alien abduction thing, but well, we're going to cover that for sure. Oh, are we? But Ancient Aliens, there's an episode where they talked about the Apis Bull or something like that. It was a really poorly done episode, but there were certain points that caught my attention, and those were where there were huge stone coffins, and in it were crushed up bones. Those crushed up bones were likely, maybe not exactly they weren't necessarily what was actually originally in there, but it did say that they were afraid of those potential demons, and they did not want them coming back, okay, from the grave. Now, if you're a stupid human living 6,000 years ago under the rule of the Pharaoh, let's just assume that that's what was going on back then, all right, because that's what your history has shown, all right, the one that you know about, okay?
Yeah, right.
Then basically, you're a stupid slave human, and you're also Jewish, right?
Right.
Because at that time, supposedly, according to the Bible, Jews were enslaved 6,000 years ago, because it wasn't until, like, 4,000 years ago or something like that that Moses freed the slaves or something like that, all right?
Yeah.
Well... The thing that I wanted to point out is cat people, dog people, bull people, you know, the legends of old about animal people that the hero has to go and conquer and all that, which is psychopathic in my opinion, because those people are part human, okay? They are part of the genetic manipulation that took place far earlier in our history. And then... it made God mad, and then the aliens had to leave, and basically people got left behind, okay, in the rush. All of the children of the gods, quote unquote, all right.
Yeah.
And they stayed here. And they kind of mingled with the population while God, a.k.a. macrobes, figured out what to do with them. So, here's what I speculate happened. Those hybrid beings, the cat people, et cetera, and this includes reptilian people, have were basically... very advanced beings, you know. In order to get a hybrid being like that, animal-human DNA, it requires some serious technology and serious knowledge in order to do it right, okay? And it was done very right. And some of them could shapeshift. Not with the technology or anything like that, but they could actually, you know... literally changed their genetic structure at will. They were super psychic, et cetera, et cetera. These traits were diluted because they were half human, and they hybridized with the rest of the human race. And those particular individuals that were hybrids were basically unable to be dealt with by the macrobes. They were uncontrollable because they were too advanced. Okay? And the rest of the human population was easily manipulated by the artificial intelligence. All right? So God gets angry again and tries to get rid of them. Doesn't work. Because they rose up and they kind of like nixed it. All right? So it screwed up God's plans for us. And then what they did was they decided to basically use the humans against the hybrids. You know, because what's scarier than a mob, an angry mob, you know, trying to overthrow its government or whatever? I mean, think about that. That's pretty fucking crazy shit. And the government will lose, always. Because the government is made up of those people in, you know, the mob, all right? So basically, you know, if you get overwhelmed and then caught by a bunch of crazy-ass, you know, motherfuckers with sticks and stones, they're going to kill you eventually.
Right.
You know, it may not be right away, even if the technology you have is greater. But if you have macrobes helping you, it makes it easier.
If you'd like to call in, the number's 347-637-1980. The subject today is Hollow Earth. You were also talking about, we're the real soldiers of fortune. What do you mean by that?
I got some. And I'm going to bring them to the center of use. I know I've been talking about it. It's been put off for a while, but, you know, that's just me. I get caught up in what I want to say, and I just, you know, can't put it all out. And I just move to something else real quick, you know. But it's all important, you know, whether I forgot to tell you or not.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about coming together as one humanity, the real soldiers of fortune in all of Earth. How do all those three tie together?
Well, the way that I see it with this story of Hollow Earth, and I'm going to wrap it up real quick and move on,
you're fine.
The bottom line is, yeah, these creatures on the walls of the hieroglyphs weren't gods, per se. They were the children of the gods, the hybrids, and they were real beings, real races, not gods individually, but they were actually hybrids. They do exist even to this day, all right? They are here, and their technology has advanced way, way, way beyond what it was then, and they've been helped. All right. Now, basically, the way they look at it is some of them, oh, by the way, some of them are still alive. Some of them that were in that, I guess you would call it at the time, it was called a democide, but now we would look back and say it's a genocide. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That only complicit humans were the ones that survived that kind of crazy-ass behavior. But some of them are still alive to this day. And all their children are told by them, look at what they did to us. They did this to my parents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We hate the humans, or something like that, all right? I wouldn't put it past them, because remember, they had really advanced technology at the time, all right? And, you know, they could survive that long. You know, a lot of people realize, your body just wears out. No. You don't understand. Your environment wears you out. And you don't use any of your natural healing abilities, and those abilities have atrophied in your organs under the rule of the macrobes. All right? So your lives are short, and you're easily controlled. Okay? And then all of that, you're hindered by technology that is actually counterproductive to your own existence. You just don't realize it because you're a fucking drone and you have to get a job 9 to 5 in order to stay alive.
Yeah.
Right? For your short distance, and every product you use almost is in some way bad for you. Everything from the ink on your books to, you know, your computer, which advances your ability to get information.
Yeah.
None of it is good for you. All right? In one, you know, if you get some benefit from it, there has to be something degradatory about it, you know? And that all the way, you know, it even includes, you know, like, for example, and this is not really hard to figure out, firearms. Firearms are counterproductive to you and anyone you use it on. Because, one, all right, you use the firearm, it's a great tool, all right? That's really all it is, all right? But, you know, you shoot, you know, your neighbor or your friend or, you know, your brother or whatever, and now you have no brother. So the tool is also counterproductive. But it can also, on the other hand, save your life from someone who's lost it, you know, and doesn't really, you know, want to get with the program. So then you're now included in that group, you know, when you do that. You see what I'm saying? You know, everything that is available to you has been available to you because macrobes have found it as a useful tool of control. Now, my personal stance is, you know, that, you know, these items, you know, you better use them and you better rise up and you better, you know, take control of the situation. The point is that me and you and everyone else, we're all going to die, and we're all going to die within, you know, the most we're probably going to live is maybe 90, 100 years, okay? Our generation now, and I'm 26. So the point is, all right, that we're in a bad way, and we need new technologies. Sadly, the only new technologies are going to come from humans, okay? You want free energy? It's coming from a human. Anyway, you slice it. All right? It's not coming from space aliens. You start doing that and you're going to have problems because you don't know what the hell you're dealing with. You can't even get through their, you know, their cloaking fields to find out what they even really look like. So, how the hell are you going to accept a free energy device or any other kind of technology without there being some serious consequences in you using it? All right? Because those consequences aren't necessarily from using the device itself like what we're currently using. It's a different kind of, not necessarily a deception per se, but it is a something that you don't really understand. You're not making it for yourself. So therefore, you have no reality with it. You don't understand what it takes to make that kind of stuff. And then when it wears out, which it probably won't, then you're going to be like, oh, well, how do I get more? You go through the third party, all right? And you have to do what they say. And the thing is, you will, because by having that one individual piece of technology, it gives someone too much power. Too much power over everyone else that also doesn't even understand what it is that they're using. You know, people like that would think it's magic.
Yeah.
And then that creates even worse problems. If you believe in magic, then you're fucked beyond all reasoning.
Let me make a quick announcement real quick. The Astronomy Club of Tulsa, they have their general meeting that's open to the public tonight. They will have a presentation about solar observing. Anyway, the meeting's tonight at 7 p.m. It's at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus in Tulsa. If you've never been, it's really interesting, and they have a lot of great discussions, and then I believe afterwards, we're all going for pizza at Hideaway. they were talking about I know this kind of happens all the time, and it's probably no big deal, but the sun is flipping upside down in a couple of weeks. Is this fairly common, correct? I mean, how often does it do that?
The sun?
Yeah.
Not very often. It has a lot to do with, well, see, the sun reacts to all the gravitational and energetic fluctuations of different celestial bodies. Right now, we got those, we got Ison and Nibiru and all its moons coming through with all that shit that's coming behind it.
Right, that Lovejoy. It's that it's coming real close in the next week or two. Is that
well,
why?
Even small ones like that. Even small ones like that.
Huh?
Even small ones like Lovejoy create
yeah.
massive changes in the geomagnetics and weather within our solar system, space weather,
yeah.
solar weather, and then Earth weather,
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's funny how, I love going to spaceweather.com for all that information, but another one I used to go to was slooh.com, slooh.com, where you can really view, and it's for some reason you can't get on there right now. It's blocked.
Yeah,
but,
that's because they're getting good photos right now of what's really coming, and they don't want you picking up copies of it and then putting it out before everyone else can plug in the programming into the media. All right,
because
they got to help everyone, and they can't have someone causing a hysteria or throwing off the subliminal plans. That YouTube and Facebook and whatnot are all working on.
I had a question,
and it's understandable.
I had a question for somebody that sent me an email a while ago, and it's like on spaceweather.com, of course, like I said, SLOO is another one to go to try to get real-time, at least I hope it's real-time information. On December 19th, there were 29 fireballs. They want to know, what's the difference in the fireballs? There's like 24 were sporadics, 2 were... COMAE, vernicids, 2 were in Linus, Mineroids, 1 was a Sigma Hydrid. What are, do they have to do with distance? Or I guess the question is, how is one fireball different from the other? There's different types.
Like I said, I don't really study in too much detail that stuff. I'm not a...
Maybe it has to do with velocity.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it has to do with velocity.
Probably. I mean, the descriptions are probably technical. But for someone who doesn't know, I could say, well, maybe some of them are spaceships.
Yeah.
But then again, they could just be, all various different kinds of, technically decided things. But, I'm leaving it open. It's probably just meteors.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let me kind of get you up. So I just want to let people know that I was having problems getting on SLOO.com. Spaceweather.com has been pretty good with some information. I like to check both those websites quite a bit. We've got 2 minutes left. Talk
all
about
right.
whatever you want.
Yeah, the Soldiers of Fortune.
There you go.
I got them. And I'm going to bring them here to the center of the universe. This is what we're doing. We're gonna make you some free energy devices. No fucking wind farms. No solar panels. Maybe that at first. Because I was going to have a backup. But we're going to get you this good stuff. And here's the kicker. We're running it. All the veterans are running this. All right? There's not going to be any burned down garages. No, none of that. you know, your government trained us to protect you from things that you could not protect yourself from. We're going to step the fuck up, and we're going to finally get this done. And God won't help who gets in our way. Because God's a fucking demented AI.
We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow night for 2 hours. We've got a lot to talk about. Like I said, these have been practice shows of 30 minutes. We go 2 hours tomorrow night. Everybody have a safe day, and Godspeed, everyone. Have a good afternoon.